Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. A little respite from our draft talk, but we're going to get back into it now. 8 days to go. Obviously, there are a lot of needs for this Commanders team. They had almost 30 prospects out at Topgolf last night interviewing these guys, but the focus is on the quarterback. And more and more analysts are looking at the film. It does seem like Jaden Daniels' stock is actually rising, if that's possible. I saw one of the analysts say he's got him ranked over Caleb Williams. But Drake May is a very polarizing prospect. Some people absolutely love him. Some think he's a bit of a project. Here's what Dan Orlovsky said about Drake May yesterday.
Drake May, so much about his game that I love, so much about his game that reminds me of Jordan Love. And that's why I've sat since this process started and said, you know what, after watching the tape, he needs that Jordan Love treatment to wait 2 years and mechanically get built up. There's so much talent in his game, but, and this is why I say so many of the misses or the flaws or weaknesses are mechanically tied. Okay, he's running sprint right. We're just trying to get an easy completion of that wide receiver. He's running his body full speed this way and fading backwards and throwing off of the wrong foot, and he skips a little hitch throw. Everyone goes, this guy stinks. That's mechanically so easy to fix. I remember watching the same stuff with Jordan Love's college tape. It's just bad mechanics. See how his body's falling away and back? You know, easily that a good quarterback coach fixes that, okay? But everyone sits there and goes, this guy misses these throws. I understand that, but those are going to be fixed at the NFL level, okay? One of the other things that I think has to get attacked is he too often plays way too fast. Now, I think that's part of the college offense, and it forces misses, okay? Now, this is what I'm talking about here. He's throwing a five-yard shallow cross to the middle of the field. He misses it high and outside on that receiver, okay? Now, this is what I say playing too fast. He's going to catch the ball. And he's already set the throw. Now, I've talked about his mechanics. He's standing straight up. You're not going to play football in the NFL at that position, standing straight up constantly. Okay? Now, Drake has already gotten to the second progression of this play. These receivers aren't remotely close to being ready for the football. But with good coaching, with distinct good coaching, very fixable.
I mean, it's kind of encouraging, but the problem is if you draft somebody at number two, you really want that guy to play like in his rookie season, not week one.
In a perfect world, a guy could sit for 1 or 2 years,
right?
You know, like Aaron Rodgers did. But that world has changed in the NFL. And if you start, first of all, if you start Marcus Mariota, you've got literally zero chance of making the playoffs.
Right.
Okay. And number two, he's probably going to play anyway because Mariota's either going to play poorly and get benched or he's going to get hurt. So unless you're going to just throw Jeff Driskel in there as your backup.
But what if you did play Mariota until it just became untenable or he got hurt?
That's possible. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
That could be in the plans.
So that's what I'm saying. So you can't just sit Drake May for a year or two. He's going to end up playing either way.
Yeah, but it's a lot different.
Or Daniels.
It's a lot different, though, than going in thinking whoever we draft has to start week one. You know, that's a different mentality.
He doesn't have to start week one.
Yeah, it's a different mentality.
I'm just saying there's no way that Mariota is going to play in a full season.
I wonder if people are on board, though, if it was a Jordan Love plan. Adam Peters' job is to turn the franchise around, not necessarily to win in year one. It's different than Dan Quinn. That's why some people want a GM separate from the coach.
Which is that's the rational way to do it.
Right.
Correct way to do it.
Adam Peters, we don't know this, may think, hey, Dan Orlovsky may be right, but the elite throws, Drake May's better. Mm-hmm. And I think PFF says, statistically, Drake May had the most big-time throws of all the top prospects. So they may think, you know, the 20-yard down and out, Drake May is better than that, than Jaden Daniels. The long bomb, even though everybody says Jaden Daniels is a good deep passer, Drake May is better than that. They may be wowed by some of the things that he did on his pro day and just generally from watching the film. But they may acknowledge that he needs that Jordan Love treatment for a year or two. Are fans willing to wait on that? I put it up as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and I want your answer. So Green Bay sat Jordan Love for two seasons before he took over as the Packers starter. If the Commanders had to do the same thing with Drake May, would you still be on board with drafting him?
All right, well, hold on.
So I'm telling you he's going to sit for two seasons.
There's a huge difference there. Jordan Love was sitting behind Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
He's going to Hall of Fame.
But just work with me on the hypothetical.
On the hypothetical.
So right now, you know, they're going to develop him for 2 years, and he's not taking over as the full-time starter until year three. But I'm going to give you Jordan Love's production from year three.
So Drake May is going to
– Drake May in year three, when he becomes a starter, is going to give you Jordan Love-type production.
Well, hold on a
which
second.
Was one of the best quarterbacks
in the
league last
I understand the hypothetical,
year.
But it's very difficult to answer because who's the starting quarterback for those 2 years when he's sitting?
Well, I guess
this year it's Marcus Mariota.
The idea would be that you're just kind of sacrificing these 2 years, yeah. That you don't care.
That's going to be tough for Dan.
So it could be anybody. It could be you.
So I don't think fans are willing to just sit for 2 years and watch a, you know,
why they,
struggling.
They are with the Wizards. Well, they are with the Nats.
Well, what about 1 year? What about 1 year?
I don't know if they are.
1 year is much more palatable than 2 years.
If he's the better player long term, are you willing to have your number two draft pick sit? Dan Orlovsky says he needs that. 800-636-1067.
Do you want to see, as a Commanders fan, Eric, do you want to see whoever they, if it's Drake May, sit for 2 years and play behind Marcus Mariota and Jeff Driskel for two years?
No, I mean, obviously in a perfect world, I don't. But if you gave me JP's hypothetical and you said, listen, if this kid sits for a year and a half, 2 years, and then you're going to have, say, Justin Herbert-like production, mm-hmm. I would take it.
I just have a hard time believing that Dan Quinn is going to be okay.
He told me I would solve the quarterback solution.
But if you could predict the future and he says, all right, this is Justin Herbert in year three, different story.
But that's where Dan Quinn's going to be at odds with Peters. And like, Dan Quinn doesn't have 2 years of just goodwill built up to go, you know, out and win 5 games 1 year and 7 games the next year in his first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't want to do that. He's coming in for his second chance. This is like his vindication tour after he was
let go by
Atlanta.
But this is kind of the same scenario Ron was in. Ron was perfectly willing to punt the first year until they found a way to backdoor their way into the playoffs.
But we talked about this at the end of the season. You know, some EB would argue it's the worst roster he'd ever seen, right? So they're filling all these holes.
I've never seen anything.
They're filling all these holes, but a lot of these guys aren't even long term.
Right.
You know, Bobby Wagner's not going to be here 5 years
deals.
From now.
Right.
Right. So they brought in guys to basically
fill the gap,
fill spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Nobody over there
so
is going to tell you.
If you're
a lot
thinking,
of 1 year guys.
If you're thinking if this is a long term rebuild,
that's what they're
sure.
Thinking.
Dan Quinn wants to win as many games in year one and year two. But I'm going to answer the question. I would say yes. If I believe Drake May is better than Jaden Daniels long term, but I got to suck it up for 2 years and have him sit to develop. But I'm going to get
what
a Jordan Love production.
Year?
Jordan Love in year three, and I understand he was sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, second in the NFL in touchdowns with 32. QBR 62.1 ninth. And you know what? Yes, the second playoff game wasn't that good, but overall in the playoffs, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, quarterback rating 108. You take that.
The 2 years is a deal breaker for me. If you tell me Drake May is going to be Justin Herbert version 2.0 after sitting for 1 year, and by the way, if you have a really good quarterback support system, which it looks like they do on that offensive staff,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it would take 2 years to teach him all these mechanics that he apparently has wrong with his game right now. I would think the learning curve would be shorter.
Why don't you change your hypothetical to 1 year?
Okay.
Just to 1 year. Would you be
willing to wait 1 year?
Sure.
But JP,
if you're telling me you think he's the best quarterback, sure.
But number two picks don't sit for 2 years.
So say 1 year.
That's a
I know
real
they don't.
1 year's a little, again, 1 year is a little different, yeah. But to compare him to Jordan Love, it's a very difficult comparison.
They don't even sit for 1 year for the most part.
I know, but who cares? Like, we got to get outside this whole thinking that, well, just because the rest of the league doesn't do it doesn't mean it can't be done. The guys are paid very little. I understand you want control and you want to win on a cheap contract in a perfect world. But if you sit him for a year and then you're convinced in 12 months after all of this professional coaching and tutelage that he's going to be a markedly different player and it's going to set him right for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
I think it's worth it to wait 1 year.
I would be fine with that if there was a better established starting quarterback in front of him.
But why? Because they're not, nobody
that
in
doesn't
that
affect
building,
his development.
Nobody because in Marcus, that building cares, honestly,
this is
what
why.
They do this year.
This is why.
Right.
Because Marcus Mariota, you're not going to be able to sit May for 17 games behind Mariota. He's going to have to play.
Why?
Well, unless you're resolute with your plan.
You play another guy. If you're resolute with your plan, then sure, play Luke Cates.
Yeah, you play
whoever. So play Jeff Driskel.
Yes.
Or somebody else.
Pick up Josh Johnson off the streets.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because they're not going into this season going, we're just going to punt the year and start a third stringer, if that's possible.
They do it in other sports all the time.
So the NFL's different, though.
So if
because
you
there's not as much security for the coaching staff.
If you believe Dan Orlovsky is right,
I think this
that's just his
security.
Opinion. Others may believe Drake May is ready. You're not willing under the current situation.
Mr. Practical. Yeah. He just doesn't see a scenario.
Here's the reality.
I'm willing to do it for a month or so. But for a full season, you don't want to see Marcus Mariota as your team starting for a full year.
But I don't. But if it tells,
but if it
sets me up for success for 5 years, I'm fine with it.
I think he could still get better even if he plays.
Of course, it's possible.
He could.
Here's why
and
Orlovsky.
I like the guy.
Here's
sitting.
Why Orlovsky and others have been saying this. The real difference between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Sure, there's a difference in athleticism, size, all those different things. Is you got 5 years of college football starts for Jaden Daniels.
Right. Well, one was a COVID year, but
okay. But still,
but
5 years
still
of college football. Drake May had 3.
Barely.
So, right, barely 3. But I'm just saying 3 years of college football versus 5 years of college football. A lot of people think Drake May needs more football to get up to speed.
And Drake May missed his senior year in high school because of COVID.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey.
podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Correct. So it's just an experience thing. And so guys like Orlovsky are saying, hey, this guy's unbelievable in terms of talent, but we got to polish it.
For the sake of the segment, right? And the bit, if you're saying, all right, in year three, he's going to be a superstar if he sits. Of course, you would take that if you could predict the world, but you can't. And you do not want you don't want Marcus Mariota starting for 17 weeks.
Right. I'm hung up on Mariota.
That just improves your draft stock.
You just don't.
In my opinion.
I know, but
what if it was Jimmy Garoppolo? Instead of Mariota,
he's better.
It was Jimmy G.
But they're not stuck
because you have chances to win games there.
I know, but their goal is not to squeak into the playoffs this year.
Their goal is to make the playoffs.
No. Their goal is to build a foundation.
Correct.
To make repeated runs.
I get that, but I guarantee you their goal is to make the playoffs.
That's
they want to make the playoffs.
Not necessarily.
If they sit the number two pick, then their first goal is not to make
the playoffs. It's a competitive coaching staff with a competitive front office. They want to put the best team possible out there and try and make the playoffs.
But they don't want to do it at the downside expense of ruining the future.
Like they may not feel like they are ruining the future if they start the kid.
That's also true.
They may feel like playing and starting and against NFL talent is also developing him.
All right, you can vote on our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day at Junks Radio. We'll come back, take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Are you willing to be patient and have a guy like Drake May sit for a season or possibly two if it is the best long-term play?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.